Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The coronavirus outbreak is ravaging rural America, and now it's taken a tragic turn in Kansas. Yesterday, the Norton County Health Department said that all 62 residents of a local nursing home have tested positive. 10 residents have died. Data from Johns Hopkins University show that as of Sunday, Norton County had the highest number of new per capita cases of any county in the U.S. Let's bring in Dr. Krutika Kupali, an infectious diseases physician at the Medical University of South Carolina. Doctor, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And of course, the details are still emerging about what's happening at this nursing home in Kansas. But as someone who specializes in treating vulnerable groups of people like this, what's your first thought about this case?
My first thought is that this is an incredibly tragic story. You know, we are now 10 months into this outbreak. We've known that elderly patients are at increased risk for contracting this disease. In the United States, over 250,000 cases in nursing homes have occurred across this country. Over 59,000 patients have died. And we really just need to be doing better. And at this point in the pandemic, I really think that we have the science, we have the information, we have the resources to be able to protect patients better. And we should be doing that.
When this pandemic first started, the outbreaks in nursing homes were huge news. As they happened, you know, that was the emergent storyline at the start of this thing. It seems like we haven't really heard about a case like this in a while. I mean, is that because they're slipping through the news cycle, or are we just getting better at preventing them?
Well, I think it probably is a little bit of both, right? So you're absolutely correct. At the beginning of the pandemic in the United States, this was the big storyline. And I think we learned from those stories on things that we needed to do to better protect our vulnerable patients. We needed to implement better infection control measures. We were doing better at segregating patients in nursing homes. We weren't allowing visitors and things like that. And so I think one of the questions we have is, how did this happen in Kansas? What types of things led to this outbreak? I think that will be very important to know as we move forward and look at this particular situation.
One patient is in the hospital being treated, but it appears that the others will be treated inside the nursing home itself. What's in store in the days ahead in terms of their treatment? Because as we know, these are presumably very fragile patients.
You know, one of the things that I don't think has been apparent yet is how many of these patients are asymptomatic, so don't have symptoms, how many of them are actually having symptoms. So that would be something we'd want to know. I think the other thing is, you know, we'll have to wait and see if some of them are in the early stages of disease, how they progress, and some of them may end up becoming hospitalized. And so they'll need to be watched carefully. And the understanding is that in Kansas, with cases surging, the hospitals are already at capacity. They are very full. Healthcare workers are already being stretched to the limits. And so this is a very concerning situation. And these are the things that all of us who are working in public health and infectious diseases are worried about. It's not just going to happen here in Kansas, but throughout the country as we head into the rest of the fall and the winter, as people have become more lax with their public health measures and we start seeing more cases, not just potentially nursing home facilities, but all over the country, hospitals are going to become fuller and they're going to reach their capacity.
And we're seeing that now in some places. But tell me more about what we have learned over the last couple of months about the protocol or best practices for keeping these outbreaks away from nursing homes.
Well, one of the things that has been very helpful in trying to keep outbreaks away from nursing homes is, you know, they've restricted visiting of friends, family members to residents. The other things that have been done have been improved infection prevention measures, right? So keeping patients distanced, wearing masks, good hygiene standards. Those are all things that are really important in preventing any infection, but particularly coronavirus. And then also, you know, you have healthcare workers coming in and working. And so making sure that they're, first of all, not coming into work when they're sick. Second of all, having routine testing algorithms or routine infection control measures, again, for the healthcare workers, and making sure that they're also adhering to those measures. So things like wearing masks, good hand hygiene, all those things are really important in trying to prevent infections in these types of settings.
Well, this story out of Kansas is just a reminder, if anyone needed it, that the coronavirus pandemic is far from turning a corner, far from over. Dr. Krutika Kupali, an infectious diseases physician at the Medical University of South Carolina, thank you for your time and your insight today.
Thank you for having me.